Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests. And I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. Gonna do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using The Last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Mark Skye. Welcome to The Last 10, Mark. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less. Go.
I'm Mark Skye. I enjoy doing multi-sport adventures and taking calculated risks in the mountains with my friends. Everything from rock climbing to paddling to mountain biking to anything that's fun outside.
I think that was 30 words on the nose. You follow directions very well, sir.
Counted as I spoke.
I can see that mental game going on. Very good. All right. Hey, let's get on with the last 10. Here we go. First question. What was the last adventure you took?
Does this one count?
Absolutely.
Last adventure I took was part of this one, but it was climbing Volcan Baru, the highest peak in Panama last week.
And how high was it?
Don't know exactly. Maybe around 3,000 meters or so. It's a pretty easy one.
Okay. Now, if you want to hear more about Mark's current adventure, you're going to have to listen to the full episode, but I'll just key you in that he is climbing the highest peak in a number of countries that he's traveling through. All this travel is taking place with human power. It is quite a trip. You are 9 months in to a potentially 24-month trip.
Correct. 20 to 22 months, 15,000 miles, 15 countries, and the highest peak in every country.
Okay. Question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
Vacation by the Dirty Heads.
The Dirty Heads. I've not heard of the Dirty Heads. What kind of music is that?
They're pretty chill, like Sublime reggae, chill type music. Super happy song, though.
Got it.
Listened to it right before we recorded today.
Nice. Get yourself in the right frame of mind.
Does.
Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave to someone?
Listen to your heart when you want to do something that you really care about in your life and not your brain.
Okay. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
Yesterday. I ordered some food. Ended up costing me like $40 in a restaurant. $40 US. It was insane. I thought it'd be like $5.
Dining at the pricey spots there. All right.
It was not on purpose.
Question number five. What was your last purchase?
Food today. Grocery store.
And what was the go-to food item in the grocery store for you?
You know what I buy a lot now is what I wish they had in North America is there's these bags you get down here with refried beans. And so you can just squeeze the beans out onto a sandwich. They're always my go-to thing down in all of Central America. It's the one thing we don't have in North America that I wish we did. So you just buy a bag and you get some bread, get an avocado, put the avocado on, and you just take these beans, you squeeze them out of the bag onto the sandwich, and you've got your lunch. It's my go-to item down here all the time now.
A squeeze bag of beans. That is brilliant.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Yeah, like fried mushed beans, right?
Love it.
Amazing.
Love it. All right, question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
Almost every day. Yesterday, every day. Been the last 3 weeks with one of my closest friends from college. He decided to join me for the bike ride. So we laughed hard every single day.
Okay, question number seven. What was the last book you read?
Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. It's an online business kind of marketing book.
You are full of surprises, sir. All right. Question number eight. What was the last meal you ate? He's looking behind him right now, trying to refresh his memory.
I was telling him, so I'm like, I was trying to save some money today, so I went to the grocery store. So yeah, it was sandwiches. Like meat, cheese, mayo, hot sauce, pickles, jalapenos, tomato sandwiches.
All the essentials.
And for the record, before this trip, I was vegetarian for 10 years.
Okay. Question number nine. What was the last thing you Googled?
Cryptocurrencies.
Have those come into play on your journey?
They've come into play in my life over the last 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And question number 10, last question, oddly enough, in the last 10, what was the last mistake you made?
I don't make mistakes. I think just overpaying for hotels.
And that meal at the restaurant, sounds
like. That's probably been the last mistake, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a little bit better. I hope this has piqued the interest for our listeners. So, Mark, thank you for coming on the last 10. If you want to hear more from Mark Skye, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.
Wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.